The Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you'll be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. If the Son makes you free, you'll be free indeed." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So today's text kind of gets to the truth of the matter, doesn't it? Sure does. But what if we change one of these words up a little bit? It just crossed my mind. You know, the Jews are saying, "We've never been a slave. How is that possible? We're descendants of Abraham." What if we change that one word from Jews to Lutherans? Huh? Anybody gonna argue with that? We're Lutherans. We've never been slaves to anything, right? Right? Anybody think that? Maybe? Well, let's just take a look at our lives, shall we? It's interesting stuff we've got here. Wrapping paper's not going to work this time. Let's see. All sorts of stuff. Ever been a slave before? Anybody? Anybody slave to anything? Well, you probably have seen this image a few times of usually those slaves. They tend to be carrying something. Usually a ball and chain, or perhaps they're chained together. Who knows what it is? But we're going to tie this together. And we probably think, you know, we could do this. We could get out of this if we really needed to. It wouldn't be any problem at all, right? Our box is pretty empty. We're not a slave to anything. Nothing's bothering us. This is one really light box. Right? Let's see here. Oh, there you go. That's a little too short, I think, if I'm going to be carrying this around. Let's see. Get those tops up. But what could go wrong with this? For those of you listening on the radio who have no idea what I'm doing, I'm tying a box around my ankle. There we go. Oh, pretty tough box. We'll throw the rest of that in there. That's not too bad, though. That's pretty light, don't you think? But, you know, we go around our lives and you think about it. It seems to get heavier and heavier. Anybody know what this is? Yeah. Sometimes we're a slave to the past. Sometimes we're a slave to, you know, different color hymnals. But who knows? I love the green book, don't get me wrong. I haven't used it in a long time. It gets a little heavier, don't you think? But yeah, we're not a slave to anything. Oh boy. Time? Is anybody here a slave to time? Were you here right at 9:15? 8? Perhaps, you know, Ben had you here earlier. I don't know. 8 o'clock's pretty early. Yeah, we can be a slave to time sometimes. Oh, I had it here somewhere. There it is. See, I don't even know where it is. Anybody slave to knowledge? Addicted to politics? Addicted to social media? Yeah, it's getting pretty heavy there. Anybody addicted to food? Anybody slave to that? Anybody slave to family? Anybody slave to breaking some of those commandments like don't bear false witness or don't use the Lord's name in... You know, anybody addicted to that?
Where's your twins hat?
That's not an addiction. It really isn't. Not a slave. Not a slave to them. Just, the state's tied here somewhere, isn't it, Minnesota? But don't you know that? But we're not a slave to anything. Really. Well, let's see here. I just happen to have where did I put that string here? You know, it's a good kite string, but we can get this box open, can't we? But what happens if that box of stuff we realize is harder than it looks, and it's tied pretty tightly? And everything, we can do it ourselves. We can do it ourselves. We can do it ourselves. We can do this alone. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. You know, I could probably pull this kite string apart if I wanted to. But what if it goes together and together and together and together? That starts to get a little tight, doesn't it? I don't know if I could pull that across. All of a sudden, that life's getting kind of heavy. All those things are getting kind of heavy, aren't they? I can't quite run around with it. It's pretty tight. Don't know what to do. But what does the gospel lesson for today tell us? Who's listening? It's pretty short. Anybody remember? Who the sun sets what?
Free.
We know who the Son is, don't we? We know the truth, and we trust. But sometimes, where do we put that trust? Might put it in ideas. Might hold tightly to perhaps only grace and say, grace is it. But where does that grace come from? Where does it come from? Where does all that come from? From Christ alone. You know, if we try to set ourselves free, we'll be carrying this all day until the string breaks because it's a kite string. But that's not it. Who the Son sets free is indeed free, is free indeed. And Christ comes into this world, knows, yeah, we make those mistakes. We have our problems. Sometimes we forget to put God first. All that. Sometimes we're addicted. Sometimes it's all that. And yet, in the cross, he sets us free. And on that third day, what are we left with? Is there anything in there? You're left with that empty tomb. You're left with an empty box. You've been made free. Through Christ alone. I don't know about you, but some of those things are impossible, and it feels like it's tied to me forever. But it's days like this when you hear that, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And knowing Jesus did set us free, well, that's pretty easy now, isn't it? That's very freeing. It's not heavy. It's wonderful. It's a great feeling. And you know what? That's the truth. The truth you get to take out with you. The truth you take home with you. The truth that it doesn't stay in this building. It goes out there. We're free. We might not think we've ever been a slave to anything, but there's a lot. But through Christ alone, we're free and free indeed. Take that freedom. Go run. Go dance. Go live for God. It's a wonderful feeling. This is the truth. That's pretty good truth, don't you think? Hold on to that. That's some good news. Good news I think we need to hear in a world that likes to keep us slaves. Thanks be to God for that truth. Amen.